Dave and Darren.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits. And I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park this Friday for our big fireworks show. You know, our fireworks are the biggest explosions in the Quad Cities. Well, the biggest except when Darren comes out of a chili restaurant after having eaten the Macho Grande special. But that's something nobody wants to see or be a part of, trust me. Now enjoy today's podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. A podcast presented with you in mind. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren.
So the police find me in some abandoned parked car, and I tell them, I be stroking.
And Clarence Carter.
That's not an excuse.
Listen, if you've learned anything from this show, it's this. We both believe very strongly that Clarence Carter should be behind bars.
Oh, Patches, I'm counting on you, son.
Patches was a sad song?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, there's two songs named Patches. What's the one where it's like, basically the song is, he fell in love with a poor girl named Patches and she drowned?
Might be the same song, I don't
that's
know.
That's a different Patches. Because I don't think that's Clarence Carter. That's one of the more depressing songs of all time.
Oh, sure.
And I loved her, but her name was Patches. They found her face down in the river.
They called her Red Doll!
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello there.
We are really, really happy you're here for this installment. Our next show will be on Monday.
Do they have that on your Sirius XM, a station just for downers?
No, just a channel that just plays depressing
I'm
music?
I'm in a depressed mood, and I need a soundtrack. Can you imagine working there?
You're listening to The Last Day of Your Life Radio. Songs designed for people who got some pills and some
things to do.
Some liquor and would like to just kind of check out. Who am I? You know what I'm thinking of? The oldie song Patches? I don't think
yes,
it's...
Yes, I'm thinking of the Patches.
Is it the same one?
Clarence Carter.
I'm thinking of Dickie Lee Patches. Mm. Clarence Carter Patches is about how we were poor. We had patches on our clothes.
Yes.
No, the Dickie Lee song is like basically, I love this girl and she's named... Here we go. Give me just a taste.
Down by the river that flows by the coal yards stand wooden houses with shutters torn down.
I'm going to ruin this for you.
They called her Patches because she was a nicotine freak. And she had them on every inch of her body.
We called her Nicotine Patches. So the river that runs by the coal town, they end up finding her body in the river.
Yeah.
That's the end of
she
the song.
She had patches from her ankles up to her jawline. Because she was just a nicotine freak.
My father. He says a girl named Apaches was found.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Dad says...
That's depressing.
Dad says, hey, we think we found your girlfriend.
Dad had a lot of stories.
Dad was always...
Dad was the sort of guy that drowned a lot of kittens.
Not even our kittens.
Not even our kittens. He didn't even...
I do. I swear. Love you.
It's not okay. The best idea because she is a pool toy at this point in her life.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, Patches by Clarence Carter is a much better song. The Dickie Lee song is a song.
Neither one is stroking.
No. No. If you want to be sassified, listen to Stroking.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you know, I never thought we'd talk about Stroking again, but here we are. And that's the beauty
the Redux.
Of the podcast. Boy, you're getting towards the end of the season there at Modern Woodman Park, aren't you?
Got a little ways to go.
Another couple of weeks, and then, of course, the playoffs.
Yeah, so it's still a good month.
They're guaranteed to make one home game.
One home game.
I see what you're saying. Because they start off with...
Just the best of three to start things off.
And then it gets more complicated?
I think so, yes.
I see.
As it goes on.
I see. But if you have not been to Modern Woodman Park, remedy that immediately.
Playoffs?
Right.
Don't talk about playoffs.
Right.
You kidding me?
Right.
No, playoffs?
No, we can talk about playoffs. They've already qualified.
Now, this Saturday night
it's a totally
is
different team, though, that's playing.
Yeah, right.
The team that qualified for the playoffs, none of them are there.
Those kids have all gotten
they've either
bumped
been
up
bumped
or
been released.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. This Saturday night at Modern Woodman Park is Screech Like Sammy Davis Jr. night.
Good.
I know you're all going to have fun at that event because,
okay,
boy,
I'd get there early then.
The texts that come in that say, could you play more of Sammy Davis Jr. sounding like he's being boiled alive? Ugh.
That hurts! Ow! Ow! Wow! Wow!
Yeah.
Ow! Ow! Pain!
Right.
Yeah, he...
No, that's Jerry Lewis. That's
he
not Sammy
had to
Davis.
Be,
that's not what the people want.
He had to be a real treat when he stubbed his toe. Enough already. You stubbed your toe. It's a paper cut.
Well, but that was for us, the audience.
Uh-huh.
We've got five things
to talk about.
Wonder
what he was like
about
when he got racked.
Sammy Davis Jr.
No,
or Jerry Lewis?
Jerry.
Probably very quiet. Probably eerily silent.
This isn't funny at all.
Right? He would just make those noises
just give
for
you
comedy.
A look.
When he was in real pain, he would just go to his quiet place. That's when you knew when Jerry was really hurting was when his mouth was shut. He's not talking. He's got to be in a lot of pain.
He's not carrying on. He must really be hurt.
something's really wrong. He's not acting like a jackass.
Like a chimpanzee.
Let's do the
top
five
things,
shall we?
The top five things.
Oh, you're marvelous.
Brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, coming up on Tuesday, August 14th. It's the documentary Suicide, The Ripple Effect. Tickets are $5, and all the proceeds go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk.
It is not a film about the first kid who, after a Little League game, put a bunch of soda together.
I would like root beer, Pepsi, orange, and Sprite.
You see that Margot Kidder killed herself?
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, they say that she killed herself. They ruled it a suicide.
How did we find her?
I thought she was striking.
No. Not that. Not. But when... I guess I never asked what happened.
I don't know.
Okay.
But she's dead in Montana, and I guess Montana right now, basically every other house is dealing with suicide. I shouldn't be cracking jokes about it.
Well, here's the film that they're going to be showing at the Orpheum Theater. The film highlights the journey of Kevin Hines, who at the age of 19 attempted to take his own life by jumping from the Golden Gate Bridge. Today, Kevin is a world-renowned mental health advocate. Coming up on Saturday, September 22nd, it's Hotel California, Salute to the Eagles. Tickets are available for that as well. And on Thursday, September 27th, it is the documentary Love, Gilda. Tickets are just $5. In her own words, comedian Gilda Radner reflects on her life and career, weaving together her recently discovered audio tapes and interviews with friends like Chevy Chase, Lorne Michaels, Lorraine Newman, Paul Schaefer, Martin Short, and other. Those tickets are available at the website, galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews, and they are also available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast, even though we've actually moved downstairs.
Nobody knows that.
We are still within the walls of the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio.
Can you guys tell when we're upstairs or downstairs?
The acoustics could be different.
I wonder about that.
Maybe. It's possible. Capriati
I just want to draw attention to the fact that we're a level lower than we've been the last couple of shows.
But still within the loving arms of the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio.
If we were on the roof of this place, it would be the Capriati studio.
It's true.
We owe a lot to those guys.
I know it. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Capriati's, when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And don't forget Capriati's gift cards, because they're the perfect gift for every occasion, because everybody loves Capriati's.
Number one.
Number one in our top five things. There is a Burger King over in the UK that today played Africa by Toto 108 times in a row.
Okay. I guess you would notice that.
It was all part of a...
But then again, you might not notice, because you could possibly go in and have a Burger King order filled within the time it takes to play the song Africa.
I think it's official that Weezer's cover of Africa, it is now the biggest hit they've ever had.
And is it the song of the summer?
You know, I think an argument could be made. I think it's... I'll say this, Darren. I'm not being smart. I think it's part of the conversation.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. I'll accept
that. Last night, Weird Al Yankovic joined Weezer on stage. He brought his accordion. You know that that keyboard breakdown? That...
Yeah.
He did it on the accordion. And I'll say this. Weezer and Weird Al was pretty epic.
That actually sounded more like Earth, Wind, and Fire on Got to Get You Into My Life.
I've never put that together, but you're
right.
That's
exactly that's what you were doing there.
Toto really ripped off the Beatles and Earth, Wind, and Fire there. Uh-huh. Or are you saying that you're not happy with my recreation of it? I see.
I just think it was closer to Got to Get You Into My Life by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Burger King tweeted that they would play the song Africa, the 1982 Toto version, on a constant loop if they got more than 1,000 retweets. They ended up with like 7,000 tweets. So, sure. As a result of today,
do it.
This tweet, this Camden Town Burger King in England was playing 108 times, they think. It depends on which version you're playing. Because if you play the version from Toto's 4, that version is 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Of course, the radio edit, 4 minutes and 21.
I should get a hold of the good people at the Burger King in Mattoon, Illinois, to maybe do the same, although that Burger King is not a Burger King.
That's the original Burger King.
Yes, that's the Burger King that can't have the franchise Burger Kings within, what, like 90 miles of them?
Because they were Burger King
before
Burger King.
They were Burger King before Burger King.
Right. So there's no Burger Kings in Mattoon other than the Burger King.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So I'll try to see if I can get a hold of them and say, hey, I would love one of your I think they call them, they might call them Hooters. One of their sandwiches, which is just an extra big burger.
A Hooter?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So they're taking liberties with... So they got their first
now,
for everything.
Would you like that with our McDonald's fries?
And I don't think Hooters are allowed within 90 miles of them either.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. How many times could you listen to Africa by Toto in a row before you lost your mind? Think of the people that are working there at the Burger King. I would think after 3 hours... I would snap.
I don't know. I think.
Or
I,
do you just tune it
I think
out?
I could get put. I could probably get pushed pretty far. Although I'm on the verge of snapping at all times, so it might just be two. The answer could be two. It could be 200. I don't know.
I mean, how much of the music? When
it would
you,
depend on the mood.
When you used to play music for a living, how much of it did you just tune out that you wouldn't really listen to?
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah,
I heard it.
You say it like you didn't love it.
I heard it. I didn't love all of it.
I got to interview Theory of a Dead Man, who now, by the way, just want to be called Theory. I got to interview them for work. So I put a link on my Twitter about, hey, here's a link to my interview with Theory of a Dead Man. And someone on Twitter was like, you know what? I don't buy this. I don't think you really like that band. Like, well, I can.
Well, we interviewed them once before.
Yeah, exactly.
And basically, I think the question, the line of questioning that I approached was
what's this theory, dead man?
Well, no, was the fact that they were did they have any intrepidation about, because they kind of write novelty like type songs.
They do,
and I was just wondering whether they were had, you know, if they took any concern with the idea that they would be, you know, thought of as a novelty band.
Hey, look, they're still around.
I know,
so
they are.
It must work, and people flock to see them. But the secret is, and I guess this can be revealed now, back when we were playing a lot of those tunes, I couldn't stand a lot of them. I can appreciate something without being a fan of it.
I think I was okay with Theory of a Dead Man.
Theory of a Dead Man was fine.
Yeah. No, I don't...
But I don't know that I would consider myself... I mean, I enjoy some of their tunes.
I don't know that I'm going to spend a ton of money to go see them.
Well, yeah, there it is. But there's very few bands really... Well, I mean, actually, that's not true. There's a mile long of bands that I would say I'm a fan of. How many of them are coming to town? I would say none of them. John Spencer was in town with the Melvins the other night. Mm-hmm. But it was a Monday night show.
Of the Blues Explosion?
Damn right.
Boy.
Blues Explosion. He's got a solo
Melvins
record
played
out
at Ribco quite a bit.
But that's a hell of a show. But it was on a Monday night. And I think they started, because it was a Monday night, I think they started at like 7:30 or 8:00.
Well, thanks.
I'm in bed by then.
Oh,
man.
I get it.
So, like, I don't know. It's a different time and in place. Love me some John Spencer. I can listen to the Melvins just fine. I think they're pretty boss.
I like their hair.
Don't call me after 12 on a Saturday. That's when I'm laying in bed with the wife.
And stroking.
I don't want that. Bother.
We got a text about stroking, by the way, on the text line. And if you ever feel the need to reach out to us via text, that's how people talk nowadays.
470-23-NACHO. I'm always up for your fan mail.
Here's one from the 563 who texts in and says, listen to stroking on a road trip after listening to yesterday's show. My whelp. Wait, I gotta start this over.
Okay,
this is
starting
too good.
In. Take two.
Listen to stroking. Thank you. Slate it. Listen to stroking on a road trip after listening to yesterday's show.
Yeah.
My wife felt a little violated being her first listen.
I told you.
So the wife was like, what are they talking about? What is this stroking? Yeah. Oh, here, let me
what
pull it up
for you. What do
you
think it's about? Pretty much, yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah. Well,
it's not any sort of clever jargon.
I don't think that we candy-coated what the song was about.
No.
I think we were pretty direct.
So was he.
Number two, Facebook expressing some regret after people were posting about the deadly Indonesian earthquake, and the site was putting confetti and animated balloons over the posts.
No. Just leave well enough alone. I don't need any help.
There's an algorithm that set off animation when the users wrote the word Selamat in the wake of the big environmental disaster.
Celebrate.
Selamat. Well, the thing is, in Indonesian, there's a lot of different English translations for the word Selamat. It can mean safe and unhurt. It can also mean happy and congratulations. So, see, people would be posting, the earthquake happened and I'm safe. And Facebook would look at that and it would think, the Facebook happened. Congratulate me.
It's like the commercial I saw years and years and years ago, and it was basically a UNICEF commercial showing the tragedy in other parts of the world, and the audio to the video was the great-looking taste of Diet Shasta. Ooh, you're looking good.
That brand never recovered.
No, never. Well, I mean, how many people are buying Shasta now?
I don't know that I've seen it on store shelves.
It exists, but it took a hit.
Where do you get your insane clown posse pop? Because I don't know where that is either.
KS.
KS?
Yeah, the KS.
What's the KS?
Up on the corner.
The Quick Star?
Yeah.
They have it there?
Oh, yeah.
I've not seen it. I guess I'm just...
You're not looking is the thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's hiding in plain sight.
So, like, 100-plus people are dead as a result of the earthquakes. There's 20,000 people that are homeless. And someone posted on their Facebook, after the 6.9 magnitude earthquake, I hope people will survive. And then Facebook would be like, yay, here's balloons and confetti.
Just leave well enough alone.
Yeah, that's,
you?
That's probably,
could you?
Probably for
the
best.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. At their brand new location. Check them out at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. They also have some new hours open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30. And they're open on Saturday from 10 till 3. You can check out the bridal sale that's going on now. Come in and see their engagement rings starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They will be participating in the wine walk that's happening in the village of East Davenport. That is on Saturday, August 18th from 3 till 6. If you stop by during that period and make a purchase, you're going to get a free gift. You're also going to get a free gift if you, with a purchase, you mention Nacho Radio. Do that. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. Absolutely delicious. Make sure that you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and that'll save you money because you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Very excited. I've procured the use of a mobile scooter for the wine walk this year.
Okay.
And I'll be paying a loving tribute.
Nice cobblestone.
Three.
Nice cobblestone.
Did we ever figure out definitively? Andre the Giant was a bigger drinker than Vern Troyer, right?
If you say so.
Did we ever settle that argument?
It sounds like that's where you were leaning.
I mean,
I'll accept your decision.
Well, not every argument has to have a conclusion or a winner or a loser.
Sometimes there's not an answer.
The cool new thing to do when you're high, apparently, for the kids is picking up garbage.
Oh, well, there you go.
This is something that the kids on Reddit have started.
Instead of
watching movies, what they do is they smoke this marijuana, and then they go to like a smoke spot, they call it. And then they're calling this the hashtag Stoner Cleanup Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is you light up a big tree, and then you go out and you pick up garbage on the road.
Well, just careful on the road, okay?
Yeah, this sounds like it's going to end badly.
Because I don't need you on my windshield. Because that just complicates things for me.
I'm all for the environment, but don't delay my ride home.
Look both ways.
That's an outstanding point. Please, I don't need you making my ride home more complicated.
No, I don't need
than it already is turning into a scene. Yeah, but I guess this is something that is...
That marijuana makes you lazy.
Oh, I would argue that it's giving these kids...
Not all marijuana.
These kids are getting sparked up, and they're going out and they're cleaning up the earth. Which,
good for them.
I don't endorse this kind of behavior. I frown upon it. I think it's not right. But at least two wrongs are making a right here, I guess.
Good for
you. If that makes any sense.
It does.
Number four.
What did how did Rashan Salant die?
How did he pass away?
Yeah,
I don't know. Did he have a heart attack?
How did we lose? We lost him in 2016. He of the Colorado Buffaloes and your Chicago Bears. Who are they?
Heisman
playing?
Trophy winner.
Are the Bears playing again tonight?
They do play tonight.
Who do they play tonight?
The Bengals.
Oh, Rashan Salant died of an apparent suicide.
Oh, boy.
I guess that's...
He was young.
Yeah.
I mean, he was young, so that's always a possibility, isn't it?
Oh, that's terrible. He and Marco Kidder, too, who was not young.
Not a murder-suicide.
No, they happened 2 years apart. Yes. The 49th annual Pillsbury Bake Off contest is now open for entries. Now, when I say Bake Off, hippies... This is baking in a kitchen, okay? Not every story on today's podcast is about the devil's lettuce, for crying out loud. Yes, the 49th Pillsbury Bake Off officially opened to cooks nationwide, inviting them to imagine the possibilities with Pillsbury. Asking participants to submit an original recipe using Pillsbury refrigerated dough, along with the story or inspiration behind the recipe. One point I want to make
so I can make this... some sort of delicious Pillsbury treat.
Yes.
Some sort of delicious, I don't know, pastry or entree.
Use their dough, yes.
But if I don't have a story, I don't win?
Your story is what was lacking.
What are you, a cop?
Darren, this Pillsbury...
There is no story.
This Pillsbury-centered food you've made, this creation is a masterpiece. Your story was lacking. Good day.
Exactly. I'm going to get counted off because my story's no good?
What we had happen here on our plate was proof of a living God. This Pillsbury treat that you've made has given me the courage to face my own demons. However, I found your story pedantic at best.
A man appeared on a flaming pie and said you would be the Beatles with an A, and we are.
This seems like the sort of thing you'd be good at. Hmm. Like, if somebody gave you some Pillsbury dough, I think you'd be good at those shows where
I make something
it's
up.
Like they just go in the cupboard and they whip something up. I think that's, I can, that's I one of make, your strong suits.
I could make something that you could actually eat. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's not that complicated. You just put food items together.
The categories for the Pillsbury Bake Off are cozy weekend breakfasts.
Okay, I could do that.
Appetizers for any party. Mm-hmm. Winning weeknight dinners.
Yes.
And sweet and simple desserts. You've got until September 12th to submit those entries to the good people at Pillsbury. After the four category winners are announced in January of 2019, the four finalists will be invited to a trip to New York City, a town so nice, Darren, they named it twice. You'll be on the Food Network hit TV show The Kitchen, where the grand prize winner will be revealed in February. What do you get if you win the 49th annual mm-hmm. Pillsbury Bake Off?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I asked. Each category winner will be appearing on Food Network magazine. Also, you'll get a kitchen suite of GE appliances and $5,000 cash.
I'm going to need $5,000 just to build an area where I can put all those appliances.
The grand prize winner will be awarded $50,000 in addition to the Woo! GE appliances. Woo! So there's that. And another point I want to make. This is the 49th annual one of these. Don't you think by now absolutely everything that could be done with this Pillsbury refrigerated dough has already been done?
Not everything.
Darren, your story was an erotic delight.
My goodness.
But this was inedible.
It was inedible. I don't even know what this is.
My goodness. My goodness, I shudder at the thought of putting this in my mouth.
I'm still quivering from your story, though. Tantalized and titillated. But what is this?
Tell us your story. I will, but first, can we turn the lights down low? I'm going to need a cigarette.
This appears to be some sort of flaky crust adult toy.
Her car was broken down on the side of the road. It was a rainy night.
You're an artist. I can tell exactly what this is supposed to be. My goodness.
I knew.
The detail.
I took her right then and there on the hood of my brand new GE range stove. We prepared this meal. Well, this just looks like a woman's butt was rubbed into some Pillsbury dough.
My knees are still buckling.
This is how the story is told, people. More like this. Darren, welcome to New York City. Your story may have left me breathless. You ever watch any of those Food Network shows?
Yes.
We started watching, Jenny and I started watching Beat Bobby Flay, which I know is not a new show by any stretch of the imagination. It's new for us.
Okay.
And it's confounding because it seems like nobody ever beats Bobby Flay.
Don't they?
No. We've seen it. I think I've seen it once.
Well, that's a small sample size. Oh, you've
only seen. Oh, I've maybe watched 15 shows.
Oh, you know, it's only get beat once?
I've seen him lose one time.
Oh, okay.
And it's maddening,
it's like
because
the Globetrotters.
You know. So the concept of the show is: you start off with three chefs from around the world, and all of them have a similar story. I used to be an addict, and winning this would really prove to my family that my life hasn't been a waste.
I finally turned it around.
There's at least one on every show. They look at the camera. They go, "My family thinks I've thrown my life away by being a chef. I was dependent on opiates for a long period of my life." So winning this show means everything.
My specialty is strawberry rhubarb opiate pie.
But this is the thing. Everything's got to be about the story. Like, it just can't be, I have a food truck, people really enjoy my food, and I'm here to beat Bobby Flay. It's, I came here from Thailand with $12, and I started
and
food truck.
A pocket full of snakes. And there's no way Bobby Flay can beat me at my spicy snake pie.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
The secret is I keep the snakes in my pocket.
Yes, on me at all times.
These pocket snakes.
Zing of the day brought to you by the Eastmoreland Coffee Company.
You've heard of Hot Pockets?
Uh-huh.
Imagine a Hot Pocket. Crammed full of delicious snakes.
Still moving.
All the way from Thailand. So yeah, this Bobby Flay beat Bobby Flay. Because, they never beat him.
Because they're all Bobby Flay has to create the dish that the person that he's going up against.
It's their masterpiece.
Right. It's their go-to thing.
Right. So you have the three chefs competing for the chance to beat Bobby Flay, and then it's like,
tonight, chocolate pudding.
Right. But this is like, I am known for this dish. Yeah. Yes. And then he's got to make something like that dish.
Yes.
And then these judges tell the guy who's really good at making the dish how what he did was garbage,
yeah,
and how Bobby Flay is a genius.
He's still the best.
Yeah, yeah. I've only seen it happen once where Bobby Flay is lost on that show.
And he's betting every female on the network.
Right. There have been rumors along those lines, yeah.
Five.
Number five.
I could talk about Pillsbury all day long. Hey, Candy wants to know if we're doing Cover 5. Candy, we will be doing Cover 5. Absolutely.
But we've got a little bit of time. I mean, there's still 4 weeks of preseason left.
Yes.
So we're okay.
There will absolutely be Cover 5.
Adam was asking about that, too.
Everyone wants to know. It's crazy how much you guys love that Cover 5. We're glad that we discovered that for you. It will be coming back
soon.
What
did you finish last year?
Top 10, I think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have to go back and look. I was in the running.
You still had a chance.
That last week, and I was still in the running, right? Yeah. Candy says, sweet. Thank you, Candy. We think you're pretty
You probably
sweet.
Get a lot of that.
Number five, they're working on state police saliva swabs to catch stoned drivers. State police, you know, here's the thing. Now that pot's legal in a lot of these states,
mm-hmm.
state cops have to look for a way to prove that a driver is high.
Mm-hmm.
And they are working on testing swabs that they can administer to people. This is in Massachusetts. They're doing an assessment, part of a nationwide effort by police to deal with the lack of chemical tests for drug intoxication comparable to breathalyzers that are used to measure drunkenness.
It's a family tradition, kids. No field test.
You say no, and I'm afraid to go. Those are the two things you say. I will say this. You can tell someone's stoned because they're the ones that aren't moving very fast, right? People don't smoke weed.
They're the ones driving 30 in a 50.
Right. Now, do they weave as much? I always liked that one buddy of yours that wants to, and it seems like they're saying it out loud to convince themselves. That one buddy everybody has, it's like, I think I'm a better driver stoned than I am when I'm sober.
No, do you?
I'm better because I'm paying more attention to things.
Oh, are you?
Well, how about paying more attention to things when you're not stoned then? You're admitting that you don't pay attention unless you're blazed out of your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Reminds me of the one buddy everybody has who likes to say, you know, the thing about me is when I'm drunk, nobody can tell.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's hear your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea. Cool down. Your favorite latte, have it served over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also their location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference, the fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed, oven-roasted in the shop daily. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one, and like them on Facebook.
I got a couple more stories about food if you're interested.
All right.
Arizona Cardinals unveiling something called, I was the runner-up last year, according to the listeners.
You were the runner-up?
I was in second place last year.
Look at you.
So I finished first place
and second
in 2016 and second place in 2017.
Okay. Not bad.
It's a lot to live up to.
It's a lot to live down.
The Cardinals in Arizona unveiling something for the season. It is a $75 hamburger sandwich.
Now, I might know the guy who's part of this.
Really?
Because the chef at Modern Woodman Park from a couple of years ago
mm-hmm.
moved on to the Arizona Cardinals. So I wonder if he's got his hand in this.
Well, the Gridiron Burger will be available there at University of Phoenix Stadium. They're going to have it available for the first preseason game against the L.A. Chargers. I still can't wrap my head around the L.A. Chargers. It's 5 1/3-pound hamburger patties, 8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders, 5 all-beef hot dogs, and 5 bratwursts, mm-hmm. plus 20 slices of American cheese,
yes.
shredded lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and sauce, a 10-inch bun. It also comes with 12 ounces of French fried potatoes. Now, here's the thing. If you finish this 7-pound
yes.
hamburger sandwich
mm-hmm.
that costs $75,
yes.
if you finish it in under an hour, they're going to give you a Cardinals jersey
mm.
and take your picture and put you up on the video board
right.
during the game inside nice. The stadium.
beefy. Oh, so beefy.
I'm going to just say this. My prediction is, they're done doing this after about 4 or 5 games because people are going to do this.
Well, more maybe.
More people are going to do it. Well, think of this.
Seven pounds is a lot. That's a lot.
But
I mean, when you see a lot of these challenges, they're not 7 pounds. Seven pounds is a lot. I will say this, though. I mean, if you've ever been to a professional football game,
yes.
you know what concessions cost. It doesn't sound like it's that bad a deal if you were to buy it for...
No.
For like, at 4 of you go in on it.
No, exactly. Buy it and then break it up.
Yeah,
here, you get the chicken tenders. You get the bratwurst.
$75, not that expensive.
Lineman for the Cardinals, Evan Boehm, says, 100% I could do it. It looks amazing. If they'd have put mozzarella sticks in it, I'd be in there, he says.
Oh, well, that's what's holding him back.
It's okay. A 300-pound lineman. It's like... Yeah, I wish
bring your own mozzarella sticks, then.
I wish... Now, see, that would be a pimp move. Ordering the burger...
And adding stuff to
and
it.
And ordering a side of cheese sticks and putting them on the burger.
Yeah, this is not going to be a problem.
Well, it's my persona.
Uh-huh.
Watch this.
I'm going to put live scorpions on this.
Well, in Arizona, there's a chance they might already be cooked right in. Finally, Darren, we have the winner of the Wisconsin State Fair Sporkies. It's like the Oscars, but for food. They're at the state fair up there.
Did you hear where the
Wisconsin.
Oscars is now going to have an Academy Award for the best popular film?
Which makes no sense.
So,
what are we? Well, they're doing this because nobody cares about the movies that are nominated.
Because
for Best
no one
Picture.
Goes and sees them.
There's that.
A lot of times you don't even have the opportunity to see them.
Let me ask you this: what movie won Best Picture last year?
That Shape of Water.
See, I wouldn't have come up with it. I would have sat here and not.
Whereas,
come up with it.
Whereas,
I didn't know.
Whereas, in years gone by, Splash could have won an award.
Well, I took a look at 20 years ago. And you can feel free to answer this on my Twitter at Dave Lavora. If you're not following me on Twitter, you're missing something else because I'm really something else.
He's got a whole thing about Bobby Flay.
I do.
Antron.
It's 1998. Let's go 20 years back.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do this best popular film category.
Uh-huh.
Which movie does the Oscar go to? Adam Sandler's The Waterboy? These are all, by the way, the most popular films of the year.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's The Waterboy?
Yes.
Armageddon?
Yeah.
There's Something About Mary? Or A Bug's Life? Which one of those movies wins the best popular movie?
Something About Mary?
You know that right now that's in dead last place on this poll. Yeah.
Bug's Life?
Oh, Bug's Life's not doing well either. A lot of people like the movie Armageddon for whatever reason.
Oh, boy.
I know it. They're calling this the Black Panther Oscar because this is what they don't want to deal with. After all of these years of just nominating a bunch of white people, and then Black Panther is the biggest movie of the year, and then when the nominations come out and Black Panther's not nominated for Best Picture, having a bunch of people go, see, here we go again.
I see this thing blowing up in their face.
It already has. Nobody thinks this is a good idea.
Yeah.
And the Oscar for Best Picture that you people actually went and saw is...
Ishtar. No one went and saw Ishtar.
No! You're going to give Han Solo an Oscar?
Maybe.
Well, that wasn't popular. Maybe. I guess that's...
Why do you hate Han Solo?
That is going to... I think they're going to say, after taking
what
a look at
doing?
It...
What were we doing? What were we thinking?
They've also moved the Oscars up to like February 9th.
Doesn't matter.
Because they realize people just are sick of award shows, and they want to kind of separate it from all the other award shows.
Gotcha.
Yeah, good luck with it. So the Sporkies, best food at the Wisconsin State Fair, and the winner is...
Yes!
Deep-fried spinach lasagna bites.
Huh. Okay.
I don't hate it.
No, I'd try it.
I finally got around to tasting it.
I don't know if I can eat 7 pounds of it.
Something you should stop by, and it's on your way home. They're at Ruby's. They've got these things called ball bearings. Hmm. It's a sausage that they make there in-house with a little bit of sour cream and a little bit of jalapeno in it.
I like that.
And then they deep fry them.
Can't believe you eat that.
I ate the hell out of it. It was fantastic. Huh. The competition is closed.
I ate that through a park bench.
Let me tell you my story.
My goodness, you left me crippled.
Genevieve boarded the plane. Deep-fried spinach lasagna bites winning there at the state fair. Runners-up include the French onion soup on a stick. Hmm. How do you put soup on a stick?
It's just probably a roasted onion.
And then something called the pork stacular came in third place there at the Wisconsin State Fair. These deep-fried spinach lasagna bites look fantastic. And yeah, I'm looking at the... there's also deep-fried turducken on a stick. Interesting. Mm-hmm. French onion on a soup on a stick. It basically looks like a wonton kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Pig candy cannoli on the list here. Saz's breakfast bombs. The pork stacular. The Wisconsin hot chicken bombs. And something called the s'mores beer float. Also, ants on a stick getting a nose knot there. And brachos, which I have to imagine are nachos with, chopped up brats on it.
My goodness, your story of when you pleasured Ivan Gulagong through a tennis racket.
Mommy beat Daddy. That's going to do it for this installment. What was she a spokesperson for, Ivan Gulagong? I just remember the commercial where...
A cannon?
Where was the kid, cannon? The kid would... Ivan Gulagong was playing tennis against her husband, and she won.
Well,
and
she's a pro.
And the kids... Let dad have it. Uh-huh. Mommy beat daddy. And the dad just looked at the camera like, God damn it, I can't have anything.
She also makes all the money in the family.
I bet she does. Ivan Gulagong. Look it up. That was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to do it for the top five things.
We'll be back on Monday.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Mommy beat Daddy.
I quit.
Ivan, how do you do it?
It's amazing. After Morgan was born, my doctor told me I had iron for blood.